The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Watch out for Scary Terry, because I've got 11 questions for you on Rick and Morty episodes. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. Today's episode is all about Rick and Morty. If you like that animated, crazy sitcom, you will enjoy today's questions, because they are all about those episodes. This is from a round of trivia that I created for someone who paid me on Facebook to come up with five rounds of Rick and Morty trivia. So we are going to pull different rounds from that folder and record them over the next few months or so. But we're kicking things off with one all about just random episodes of the show. Before we get into some Rick and Morty action, I have some fun facts for you about Pringles, guys. Pringles aren't actually potato chips, according to bestlifeonline.com/random facts. They say the next time you eat a can of Pringles, take a closer look. You won't see the word chip anywhere on the packaging. That's because Pringles aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes, but instead dehydrated potato flakes pressed into their signature parabolic shape. That's what makes them less greasy. But when other potato chip manufacturers complained, the Food and Drug Administration ruled that Pringles couldn't be marketed as chips. The company eventually settled on potato crisps. So if you see in the nutrition facts, it says serving size about 14 crisps. That's what they're talking about. They can't call them chips. And I've actually noticed that myself before reading this fact and thought, oh, those probably are not even real potatoes. But I guess they are actually dehydrated potato flakes. So there you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Today's episode is going to be fun, guys. If you like Rick and Morty, get ready, because we're going to jump into those 11 questions right now. Here we go. All right, guys, here we go. This one's called Rick and Morty Episode Title References. So I'm going to give you the name of a Rick and Morty episode, and you tell me what that is referencing in some way. Sometimes it's a play on words or a parody of a title. So have fun with this one. Here's number one, Lawnmower Dog. Number one, Rick and Morty episodes number one. What is that referencing? Lawnmower Dog. Number two is Anatomy Park. Anatomy Park. Number three, Raising Gazropazop. Number three, Raising Gazropazop. Number four, Morty Night Run. Number four, Morty Night Run. Number five, Total Rick All. Number five, Total Rick All. Number six, The Ricks Must Be Crazy. Number six, The Ricks Must Be Crazy. Number seven, Big Trouble in Little Sanchez. Number seven, Big Trouble in Little Sanchez. Number eight, Look Who's Purging Now. Number eight, Look Who's Purging Now. Number nine, The Wedding Squanchers. The Wedding Squanchers. Number 10, Rick Mansing the Stone. Rick Mansing the Stone. And the bonus question for 2 points, there's an episode called The ABCs of Blank. Fill in the blank. There's an episode called The ABCs of Blank. Those are all your questions for Rick and Morty episode title references. We'll be right back in just a second with the zany answers. All right, guys, Rick and Morty episodes number one. Let's see how you did. Number one was Lawnmower Dog, which was a reference to the crazy 90s movie The Lawnmower Man. Lawnmower Man, number one. Number two, Anatomy Park was, of course, a reference to Jurassic Park. Welcome to Jurassic Park. Number three, Raising Gaz Rapazop is a reference to Raising Arizona, the Coen Brothers' Nicolas Cage movie about kidnapping a baby, Raising Arizona. Number four, Morty Night Run is a reference to the movie Midnight Run with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin. Number four, Midnight Run. Number five, Total Recall is very close to Total Recall, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Total Recall. Number six, The Ricks Must Be Crazy was a comedy kind of documentary style film called The Gods Must Be Crazy. Number six, The Gods Must Be Crazy. Number seven, Big Trouble in Little Sanchez was a play on Big Trouble in Little China. Big Trouble in Little China. Number eight, Look Who's Purging Now could be looked at as a reference to The Purge, but more likely with that title, Look Who's Talking Now. Number eight, Look Who's Talking Now. Number nine, The Wedding Squanchers plays off of The Wedding Crashers, the Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie. Number nine, Wedding Crashers. And number 10, Rick Mansing the Stone is the Michael Douglas movie Romancing the Stone, about a romance author going on an adventure. Number 10, Romancing the Stone. And for 2 points, the Rick and Morty bonus question. For 2 points, there's an episode called The ABCs of Beth. So there's a horror sequel, horror sequel called The ABCs of Death. And their play on that is The ABCs of Beth. So there you have it, guys. A fun, quick round on Rick and Morty. We've got four more Rick and Morty rounds to come in the near future. So if you want some more Rick and Morty action, make sure you subscribe to the show to never miss a new episode. We have a question of the day for you, and that question of the day is, who hosted the first ever SNL Live at Home during the COVID-19 crisis of 2020? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com with that host's name to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the New Radicals for the people who had the song You Get What You Give, and the trivia team name of today is Third World Country Grammar. Third World Country and Country Grammar from Nelly. Remember Nelly? He had that Band-Aid. What was that all about? Thanks so much for listening, guys. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Field Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.